This is Senior Moments, in collaboration with Molly's Angels, providing transportation and support services to Napa County seniors in need.
This is Robin at 99.3 The Vine. I am talking with Richard White. You are on the Advisory Council for Napa Solano Area Aging Agency on Aging. I keep tripping on my tongue for that one. So correct me. What's it actually called?
Well, I am a member of the Advisory Council to the Napa Solano Area Agency on Aging. We are a 16-member council appointed by the boards of supervisors of each county, 8 from Napa, 8 from Solano, and our job is basically to advise the board on issues that relate directly to older adults, caregivers, the disabled, and families.
Okay, so that's a lot and super obviously beneficial to our community for sure. That's great. You guys do all sorts of things. I remember talking with Yvonne Baginski, who also is the executive director for there. And I remember her telling us about some of the amazing things you guys do. Tell us a little bit about what you guys have been working on lately.
In the last quarter, we were pretty heavily involved in what we called an age-friendly initiative. It is an initiative sponsored by the World Health Organization. It is a global initiative designed to focus on essentially 7 elements that really make up what we call a livable community. And housing, neighborhoods, the environment, the opportunities to engage in civic life, opportunities for employment, fair housing, all very important. So these 7 elements are factored into an overall score that's assigned to the community, and it would allow the community to focus on those areas where they need some improvement. So we've been pretty heavily involved in securing city and county approval for that.
Nice. Those are all the things that when you think of your community that make it what it is. And exactly. So by assigning the scores and whatnot, you kind of know, well, we're doing really well in this area, but maybe lacking a little bit here.
Well, I can tell you in 7 counties that I looked at, Napa being one of them, the one common area that shows up most frequently is housing, affordable housing, right across all counties. It's one of the top 3 issues in every county, and it's one that both Napa and Solano counties are heavily involved in as well.
For sure. I mean, we certainly love Northern California. It's a wonderful place to live, but as you don't even need me to tell you, in the last 20, 30 years, things have just gotten really crazy cost-wise, I'm sure. So I can see where, especially with a lot of seniors being on fixed incomes and so forth, that would be a pretty big issue.
It is a big issue, and I know, and that leads into another area that we're involved with, the California Senior Legislature. Every area agency on aging elects members to the California Senior Legislature, and their job is to do what we do on a state level.
Okay, so you're the local group, and then you work with the California State Legislature.
Senior Legislature.
Senior Legislature, and bring it to a bigger, wider umbrella, if you will.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. And one instance I'll mention, one initiative that recently came out of the senior legislature was a proposal that would protect older adults who live in high-risk fire areas.
Oh, gosh. And so, we certainly know about that here. Yeah.
Exactly. And that's why it makes a lot of sense to get to at least look at the proposal and see if it makes sense for older adults. We have friends of ours that moved to Twain Hart, and they have a very high fire insurance because they live in a high-risk fire area. They're on a fixed income, and if rates increase, they're subject to that. So we're going to take a look at that with the senior legislature and see what we can do to help those folks that live in those areas.
With tax breaks. Okay, so we're not talking about fire danger and when we have evacuations. I mean, obviously, we want to make sure that everyone gets out safely, but we're not talking about the mechanics of an emergency. We're talking about tax breaks for fire insurance.
For example, if someone someone wants to harden their roof, they want to improve it, the safety improvement, there should be a tax incentive for doing that. We're also looking at holding insurance companies that they just can't cancel you arbitrarily.
Right.
And for increases, the proposal calls for an increase every 5 years at no more than 25%.
Okay.
So we're trying to do things that will help older adults that live in these high-risk areas, but we want to keep them living and aging in place as long as possible.
Oh, so great. Yeah, because there's so many places that you could move to and reinvent your life, but so many people want to stay in in home. You know, it's where you want to be, really.
Exactly.
Oh, that's great. So we're working on age-friendly initiatives. We're working with the California State Legislature initiatives. So many great things. Why don't we take a quick break, and then when we come back, can you tell us a little bit about how people can get information on some of these services and how they can get involved as well?
Be glad to.
Oh, wonderful. Great. Thank you so much. We'll be right back.
Senior Moments was proudly brought to you by Molly's Angels, providing transportation and support services to Napa County seniors in need.
This is Robin at 99.3 The Vine. And if you are just tuning in, I am talking with Richard White with the, I'm going to get it right this time, the Advisory Council for Napa Solano Area Agency on Aging.
Bingo.
Yay. So welcome back. And so we were just talking about these amazing initiatives that you guys are working on, the age-friendly initiative, the California Senior Legislature initiatives, talking about tax breaks for high-risk fire area, older residents. So if people want to get involved, because I know a lot of times people listen and they're thinking, this sounds like some really great work that I'd love to get involved in. Yeah. How can people, it's great to tell people about what you're doing, but if they want to actually help out and make a difference, how can they help you?
A couple things. The first thing I think would be to visit our website, aaans.org.
Okay.
That gives you a lot of information about the events and activities that are taking place.
So aaans.org. Okay.
Or, for easy, make it easy, 707-784-8960. And that will open up the lines for information and ways to get in touch with the Area Advisory Council, and we can take it from there.
Okay, so there's different, I'm assuming there's different roles that people can play within the agency if they want to help out. What are some of the things that people could do once they get in touch with you guys?
Well, we have some openings on the council right now, both in Napa and Solano counties. Council membership typically has to be approved by the Board of Supervisors, but there's a process. Applications are available online. If you're interested in working with older adults, advising, talking to community members, networking with other organizations that work with older adults and the disabled, and families. We know a lot of families that deal with folks with Alzheimer's in the house. And, it's a 24/7 job, and it takes a lot of work.
So, absolutely.
We do a lot of work in trying to put people, point them in the right direction for services. And that leads into, we also have a service guide.
Okay.
It's out there. That was recently printed about 2 months ago. Napa has its own service guide for older adults, as does Solano. So if you want a service guide, please call that number, 707-784-8960, or go to the website and request one. But
I'm assuming it's probably available digitally on the website, but sometimes having that paper copy right there in front of you is so helpful.
We mail it to you. We get one to you.
Nice. That seems like the kind of thing that should be in every senior's home.
Well, I know it's in every senior center in Napa, and I know that if there's a senior center, it's got copies of these. We try to put them in assisted living facilities.
Okay.
But they certainly are readily available, and they're easy to get. Just make sure that your voice is heard, and we'll make sure it happens.
Okay, so you can get a hold of the Senior and Caregiver Service Guides, and you can do that by checking out the website, which is aaans.org, aaans.org, or you can call the phone number, which is 707-784-8960. And you could probably even just Google Advisory Council Agency on Aging, and it'll pop up. If you can't remember all the words,
Google has everything.
It's a long one, but it makes sense, and it totally explains what you're doing. So, anything else you guys would like to you'd like to share with us as far as what you guys are working on?
Well, we also have published a quarterly newsletter called Age Well. One of our council members, Cheryl Johnson in Solano, edits the quarterly newsletter. One just came out, and we'll have another one coming out the first of the year. So be on the lookout. We have a good-sized mailing list, And if anyone has any interest in receiving a copy, just call that 707 number and we can take care of it.
All right. And that's, again, in case you didn't have your pencil or anything, that's 784-8960. So that's for the Advisory Council, the Agency on Aging for Napa County, Napa area. So exciting. You guys are doing some great work. Thank you so much, Richard, for everything you do. I am speaking with Richard White, who is on the Advisory Council for Napa Area Agency on Aging. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you, Robin.
I really appreciate
it.
Yep. You've given us some really amazing information here.
All right, be safe.
Senior Moments was proudly brought to you by Molly's Angels, providing transportation and support services to Napa County seniors in need.